The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America, but it's not just America. Wherever you go now in the political world, all they're talking about is Trump. And he's not making a bad fist of it, is he, Harley?
He's doing a pretty good job so far. I mean, you know, he's meeting with a steady stream of people going in and out of Trump Tower, potential, you know, cabinet members and other government officials and that sort of thing. I think it's pretty interesting, too, to watch Mike Pence, his vice president-elect. He went to Capitol Hill. He's been meeting with the House Minority Leader, Nancy Pelosi. He met with Chuck Schumer, who's the incoming Senate Minority Leader. He has met with a bunch of other people there, of course, you know, Paul Ryan and so forth. So he's obviously going to be the guy who's going to make things happen on Capitol Hill. That makes him a very powerful vice president when the time comes. The Trump transition, by the way, we've had a lot of media pundits talking about how they've got chaos and confusion and all that. Of course, Trump says that's not true, but I don't buy it anyway.
Nah.
Here's why. President Obama didn't name any members of his cabinet until 3 weeks after the election. How can they say Trump's running slow after 1 week? Mm. And Bill Clinton, 5 weeks it took him to name the first one. Matter of fact, if I remember right, President Obama was still naming cabinet ministers after he was inaugurated.
So I love some of these stories, though, don't you? That apparently in his first conversation with Theresa May, the British Prime Minister, he's reported to have said, look, if you travel to the US, you should let me know. I mean, for the obviously unaware that there are months of preparation go into an official visit, not to mention the usual diplomatic stuff. And he apparently asked Mrs. May to pass on his regards to Queen Elizabeth when you next get to Buckingham Palace.
Next time you pop over for a visit.
I know. I think things are going to be different under the Donald. Just tell us about the very large diamond.
Well, this is another good reason to go to the Smithsonian's Natural History Museum. One of the largest diamonds ever found is on display there. It's called the Foxfire Diamond. It's uncut. It is gem quality, and it's 187 carats.
God, worth
what? On display
what?
Alongside the famous Hope Diamond through February 16th.
Go on. How much?
Oh, that's not. It's not for sale.
No, but if it were.
If it were, I don't know. It depends on how large it is when they get done cutting it.
Mm. You know, it'd be a couple of years of your salary.
It would be, at least. Yes, it would.
All right, Harley, this is my last day on air, so thank you. They're sticking me under the knife next week, so thank you for all this year. You're part of the family, as I said to Adam Gilchrist in London. We love having you, and so we'll talk to you next year.
Well, thank you, and you hurry back.
I will indeed. All right, there he is. Harley Carnes in the United States of America, 8:30 in Sydney, 7:30 in Brisbane.